It's great. It's a beautiful place here. I've never been here before, and you know, the mansion house, and oh, it's just a great estate. Great place for a concert, you know.
How does it feel being part of this sort of celebration of the 80s?
Well, you know, we started in the 70s, so we went right on through the 80s and 90s, and we're here in the noughties and up into more than that. So we're just happy to be here, you know, and with the long longevity of our hits, you know, it's just, we've just been very thankful for our fans that it's been a continuation. So we're happy to be here. We're really happy to be here.
How is the music now? How does it feel to you when you're up on that stage performing the hits that have sort of lived for 40 years nearly?
Well, like I said, it's fortunate these hits have had the longevity and that a lot of other artists have covered them, like Luther Vandross with Always and Forever and what have you. And the people seem to know it, and even the generations after seem to know it because they were reared on it from their parents and they heard it all. So it's really great because everywhere we play, even the younger people know the words.
And this sort of music is coming back, isn't it?
It is.
There's definitely a vibe for it.
It's a definite vibe. We can see a trend, like you're saying, and I'm sure being a radio man, you can feel it as well. And it's just not, you know, for an older generation that has memories of that past, also the younger people, because it is coming back, want to get closer to it as well.
And what sort of feel do you get from the audiences when you perform these hits and still touring?
Well, the surprising thing about it is that a lot of the crowd, they sing along with the songs, and that makes you feel really good because they have an awareness of the lyrics and they know the song, and it gives you really a good feeling when they participate in the performance. No, it's great. Good feeling.